Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've covered deal sourcing, financing, and hold periods. Today, we're closing out our multifamily acquisition series by talking about exit strategies and preparing for sale. Your exit is just as important as your acquisition. A well-executed exit maximizes value for investors, while a poorly timed or executed exit can reduce potential investor returns or create unnecessary complications. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about exit strategies, how to prepare a property for sale, and how to time your exit for optimal results. Exit planning should begin at acquisition, not when you're ready to sell. When you acquire a property, you should have a clear understanding of your value creation plan, your target hold period, and your expected exit strategy. This doesn't mean you can't adjust your strategy based on execution and market conditions, but you should have a framework from day one. Your exit strategy influences your business plan, financing structure, and operational decisions throughout your hold period. There are several common exit strategies for multifamily properties. Sale to another investor, sale to an owner-user, refinance and hold, and 1031 exchange. Let's start with sale to another investor. Selling to another investor is the most common exit strategy for multifamily syndications. You're selling to another operator who will continue operating the property as a rental investment. The advantages of selling to another investor include broad buyer pool, generally well-understood valuation framework based on NOI and cap rates, and typically faster transaction timelines than owner-user sales. Multifamily properties are valued based on net operating income and cap rates. This creates a generally well-understood valuation framework for investment sales. The disadvantages include market-dependent pricing, competition from other sellers, and sensitivity to interest rates and financing availability. When you sell to another investor, your exit valuation depends heavily on market conditions, cap rates, buyer demand, and financing availability. In favorable markets with compressed cap rates and high buyer demand, you can achieve strong valuations. In weaker markets with rising cap rates, valuations may be compressed. We plan most of our exits as sales to other investors. This is the most liquid exit strategy and provides the most predictable valuation framework. Sale to an owner-user is less common for larger multifamily properties, but can be relevant for smaller assets. An owner-user is someone who plans to live in one unit and rent out the others, or convert the property to condos or another use. We rarely target owner-user exits for our properties because we focus on larger multifamily assets that are best suited for institutional or professional investors. Refinance and hold is another exit strategy, though it's not technically an exit. Instead of selling, you refinance the property to return capital to investors while maintaining ownership and continuing to generate cash flow. The advantages of refinance and hold include maintaining ownership and ongoing cash flow, returning capital to investors without selling, and potentially deferring taxes depending on ownership structure and investor circumstances. If you've created significant value through renovations and operational improvements, you may be able to refinance at a higher loan amount and return a portion of investor capital while keeping the property. The disadvantages include ongoing operational responsibilities, exposure to continued market risk, and may limit realized gains if long-term market appreciation slows. Refinance and hold works best when you've created significant value, market conditions don't support attractive sale valuations, and you have strong operational capabilities to continue managing the property. We occasionally use refinance and hold strategies when we've created substantial value, but market conditions aren't optimal for sale. A 1031 exchange allows you to defer capital gains taxes by reinvesting sale proceeds into another property. The advantages of 1031 exchanges include tax deferral, ability to upgrade into larger or better properties, and continued wealth building without tax drag. The disadvantages include strict timelines and rules, need to identify replacement properties within 45 days and close within 180 days, and complexity in syndication structures. 1031 exchanges are more commonly used by individual investors than syndications because of the complexity of coordinating multiple investors. We don't typically use 1031 exchanges in our syndications, but we educate our investors about the option for their personal investments. Now let's talk about preparing a property for sale. Preparing a property for sale typically begins 6 to 12 months before you plan to list. The goal is to maximize property value, present the property in the best possible light, and create a clear investment narrative for buyers. Key preparation activities include completing deferred maintenance, maximizing occupancy and rent collections, updating financial records and rent rolls, improving curb appeal and property presentation, and addressing any outstanding issues or violations. Completing deferred maintenance is critical. Buyers will identify deferred maintenance during due diligence and may negotiate pricing adjustments or reconsider the transaction. We address all significant maintenance issues before listing. This includes roofs, HVAC systems, parking lots, building exteriors, and unit interiors. Maximizing occupancy is also critical. Buyers underwrite properties based on stabilized occupancy and income. If your property has high vacancy or delinquency, buyers will discount their offers or require rent concessions in their underwriting. We focus on maximizing occupancy and minimizing delinquency in the 6 to 12 months before sale. This may include offering lease incentives, improving marketing, or addressing problem units. Updating financial records and rent rolls is essential for a smooth transaction. Buyers will scrutinize your financials during due diligence. Clean, accurate, and well-organized records create confidence and reduce transaction friction. We ensure our financials are current, accurate, and clearly presented. We also prepare trailing 12-month and trailing 3-month financials to show recent performance trends. Improving curb appeal and property presentation can significantly impact buyer perception and valuation. Simple improvements like fresh paint, landscaping, signage, and common area upgrades can create a strong first impression and justify higher valuations. We typically invest in cost-effective improvements that enhance property presentation without requiring major capital expenditures. Addressing outstanding issues or violations is also important. Buyers will identify code violations, environmental issues, or legal disputes during due diligence. We address these issues proactively before listing to avoid surprises and negotiation complications. Once the property is prepared, you'll work with a broker to market and sell the property. Selecting the right broker is critical. You want a broker with strong market knowledge, an established buyer network, and a track record of successful transactions in your market and property type. We interview multiple brokers and evaluate their marketing strategies, buyer networks, and recent comparable sales before selecting representation. The broker will prepare a comprehensive offering memorandum with property details, financial performance, market analysis, and investment highlights. The offering memorandum is your primary marketing tool. It should present a clear investment narrative about the property's performance, value creation, and future potential. The broker will market the property to their buyer network and solicit offers. This typically involves a 2-week to 4-week marketing period, followed by an offer deadline. You'll receive multiple offers and evaluate them based on price, terms, buyer qualifications, and closing timeline. Price is important, but it's not the only consideration. You also want to evaluate buyer qualifications, proof of funds, financing commitments, and track record. A slightly lower offer from a well-qualified buyer with strong financing may be preferable to a higher offer from an unproven buyer with uncertain financing. Once you accept an offer, you'll enter due diligence and closing. Due diligence typically lasts 30 to 60 days. The buyer will inspect the property, review financials, verify rent rolls, and confirm all representations. Your goal during due diligence is to be responsive, transparent, and cooperative. Provide requested information quickly and address buyer questions thoroughly. Most transactions encounter some issues during due diligence. The key is to address them professionally and negotiate reasonable solutions. After due diligence, you'll proceed to closing. Closing typically occurs 30 to 60 days after the end of due diligence, depending on the buyer's financing timeline. At closing, you'll transfer ownership, receive sale proceeds, and distribute returns to investors. Timing your exit is one of the most important decisions you'll make. The optimal exit timing depends on several factors: completion of your value creation plan, market conditions, interest rates and financing availability, and investor expectations. You want to exit after you've completed your value creation plan and stabilized the property. Selling before stabilization may leave value on the table, but you also need to consider market conditions. If market conditions are favorable, compressed cap rates, high buyer demand, strong rent growth, it may make sense to exit earlier than planned to capitalize on supportive conditions. Conversely, if market conditions are weak, rising cap rates, limited buyer demand, economic uncertainty, it may make sense to extend your hold period and wait for better conditions. Interest rates and financing availability also impact exit timing. When financing is cheap and readily available, buyer demand is strong and valuations are higher. When financing is expensive or constrained, buyer demand weakens and valuations may compress. Investor expectations also matter. If you've communicated a 5-year hold period to investors, you should generally target that timeline unless there are compelling reasons to adjust. Let me share some common mistakes investors make with exits. First, waiting too long to prepare for sale. Preparation takes time. Start 6 to 12 months before your target sale date. Second, neglecting deferred maintenance or property presentation. Buyers notice these issues and adjust their offers accordingly. Third, being inflexible on timing. Market conditions change. Be willing to adjust your exit timing based on market conditions. Fourth, focusing exclusively on price without considering buyer qualifications and terms. A lower offer from a qualified buyer may be better than a higher offer from an unqualified buyer. Fifth, poor communication during due diligence. Cooperation and transparency facilitate smooth transactions. Sixth, not communicating clearly with investors about exit plans and timelines. Keep investors informed throughout the process. Our approach to exits is strategic and disciplined. We begin exit planning at acquisition with a clear understanding of our value creation plan and target hold period. We prepare properties for sale 6 to 12 months in advance. We select experienced brokers with strong market knowledge. We evaluate offers based on price, terms, and buyer qualifications. And we're flexible on timing based on market conditions and execution. Let me close with this. Your exit is just as important as your acquisition. A well-executed exit maximizes value for investors. Begin exit planning at acquisition. Understand your value creation plan and target hold period from day one. Prepare your property for sale 6 to 12 months in advance. Complete deferred maintenance, maximize occupancy, and improve property presentation. Select experienced brokers and evaluate offers based on price, terms, and buyer qualifications. Be flexible on timing. Adjust your exit based on market conditions, execution, and investor expectations. And communicate clearly with investors throughout the process. Next week, we're shifting gears to mid-year tax planning. We'll talk about tax strategies for real estate investors, including cost segregation, opportunity zones, and year-end planning. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.